From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Obama is declaring the H1N1 swine flu pandemic a national emergency. The White House says Mr. Obama has signed a proclamation that would enable medical facilities to better handle a possible surge in flu patients. Efforts to control the spread of the virus are becoming more urgent as virtually all states report widespread flu activity. NPR's Joanne Silberner has more.
At a press conference, Tom Frieden, director of the CDC, said the vaccine situation is a challenge.
We are now in a period where the vaccine availability is increasing steadily, but far too slowly. It's frustrating to all of us.
The good news is the virus hasn't mutated, so the vaccine is still effective. Frieden said manufacturers and the government are working hard to get more vaccine out, that doctors need to encourage vaccination, and people need to stay home when they're sick. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Atlanta.
President Obama has also declared an emergency over the oil storage depot in Puerto Rico that burst into flames Friday. Firefighters are said to have made progress, but authorities fear that shifting winds could bring toxic smoke closer to populated areas. United Nations experts are headed to Iran to make sure that an unfinished uranium enrichment facility outside of Tehran is for peaceful purposes. Jessica Gallagher has details from Moscow.
The news comes on the heels of Tehran asking for more time on Friday to consider a United Nations brokered deal that would force Iran to ship much of its uranium to Russia for enrichment. The agreement is meant to lessen fears about Iran's nuclear intentions. Disclosure of the plant's existence last month has raised international suspicion that the plant will be used to make nuclear weapons, a charge Tehran vehemently denies. Russia is helping Iran build its first nuclear power plant and maintains that it will be used for peaceful purposes only. Washington has recently asked Moscow to support more sanctions against Iran, but Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has maintained that putting further pressure or sanctions on Iran would be counterproductive. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
President Obama has called Russian President Dmitry Medvedev and French President Nicolas Sarkozy to reaffirm their commitment to the UN-backed plan. The three presidents endorsed the proposal to ship most of Iran's uranium abroad for enrichment this week as a means of calming fears that Iran is developing a nuclear weapon. Emergency crews are clearing debris, looking for passengers trapped in the wreckage of a deadly train collision in Egypt. At least 15 people were killed when two passenger trains collided Saturday south of Cairo. Authorities fear the death toll will rise as rescue and recovery operations continue. Dozens of others were injured. From Washington, this is NPR News. A court in Saudi Arabia has sentenced a female journalist to 60 lashes. The sentence comes over a television show broadcast by the Lebanese LBC satellite channel, in which a Saudi man publicly talked about his sex life. The woman says she worked as a coordinator for the program, but has denied working on that particular episode. The same court sentenced the man earlier this month to 5 years in jail and 1,000 lashes. The ashes of the last survivor of the Titanic have been scattered where the doomed ocean liner set sail. 97-year-old Malvina Dean died in May. Larry Miller sent this report from London.
At St. Mary's Church, not far from Southampton, a memorial service.
Today we come together to remember before God Malvina Dean and to give thanks for her life.
Malvina Dean was 9 months old when the Titanic sank in the North Atlantic in 1912. Her English family was going to Wichita, Kansas to open a tobacco store. They weren't even supposed to be on the ill-fated liner, but were transferred to it as third-class passengers. Dean's father perished, though she, her brother, and mother made it to a lifeboat. Not long before she died, she was forced to sell her Titanic memorabilia to pay medical costs. Malvina Dean's ashes were scattered into the water at the dock in Southampton, from where the Titanic's voyage began 98 years ago. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Baseball fans are waiting until Sunday evening for Game 6 of the American League Championship Series. Rain forced the postponement of tonight's game. The New York Yankees lead the Los Angeles Angels 3-2 and need one more victory to clinch their 40th pennant. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.